JST, Genesis chapter 9, verses 4 through 6. Compare Genesis chapter 8, verses 20 through 22. After the flood, Noah asked the Lord not to curse the earth again.
And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar, and gave thanks unto the Lord, and rejoiced in his heart. And the Lord spake unto Noah, and he blessed him. And Noah smelled a sweet savor, and he said in his heart, I will call on the name of the Lord, that he will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, and that he will not again smite any more everything living, as he hath done, while the earth remaineth.
JST, Genesis chapter 9, verses 10 through 15. Compare Genesis chapter 9, verses 4 through 9. Man is accountable for shedding the blood of animals and of men. God establishes with Noah and his sons the same covenant he made with Enoch.
But the blood of all flesh which I have given you for meat shall be shed upon the ground, which taketh life thereof, and the blood ye shall not eat. And surely blood shall not be shed, only for meat, to save your lives. And the blood of every beast will I require at your hands. And whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for man shall not shed the blood of man. For a commandment I give, that every man's brother shall preserve the life of man, for in mine own image have I made man. And a commandment I give unto you, be ye fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly on the earth, and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I will establish my covenant with you, which I made unto your father Enoch, concerning your seed after you.
JST, Genesis chapter 9, verses 21 through 25. Compare Genesis chapter 9, verses 16 through 17. God sets the rainbow in heaven as a reminder of his covenant to Enoch and to Noah. In the last days, the general assembly of the church of the firstborn will join the righteous on earth.
And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant which I made unto thy father Enoch, that when men should keep all my commandments, Zion should again come on the earth, the city of Enoch which I have caught up unto myself. And this is mine everlasting covenant, that when thy posterity shall embrace the truth and look upward, then shall Zion look downward, and all the heavens shall shake with gladness, and the earth shall tremble with joy. And the general assembly of the church of the firstborn shall come down out of heaven and possess the earth, and shall have place until the end come. And this is mine everlasting covenant, which I made with thy father Enoch. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will establish my covenant unto thee, which I have made between me and thee, for every living creature of all flesh that shall be upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and thee, for all flesh that shall be upon the earth.